Well, yesterday we had an opportunity to speak to Rabbi Tzvi Gluck. He leads the Amudim organization, and you know the great work they do. They have an $8 million budget. So imagine how much fundraising they have to do in order to save lives, in order to help people and families in our community. And we're going to help them. We're going to help them. I have the honor of hosting the live stream kickoff, 9 a.m. Eastern time this coming Sunday. I have the honor of hosting the live stream conclusion on 3 hours Monday night, when hopefully they will have achieved their goal. And I'm sure they'll achieve their goal, maybe even get to a bonus goal. Who knows? And in between is one of the unique and incredible presentations for any of these live stream events. It's called Unite to Heal. You can go to unitetoheal.com, unitetoheal.com. The 2020 version was amazing under the direction of Yomi Schachter and his incredible production company. Lot of wonderful things. If you look at the trailer, about the five-minute trailer about last year, which is at the top of unitetoheal.com, you are reminded of some amazing moments, some incredible inspiration. Well, they've announced some of the things that are going to be happening this time around, and some of the different discussions and panels and games and inspiring moments and musical moments that you could tune into this coming Sunday and Monday at unitetoheal.com. And with us live via telephone is the aforementioned Yomi Schachter to outline some of the things that went into planning this unique Unite to Heal Amudim event. Yomi, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be with you.
I appreciate that. Last year was groundbreaking. You put together this amazing array of entertainment, inspiration, panel discussions, unique interviews. I mean, things that people never saw before, and people found themselves around the world on that Sunday and Monday being glued to their phone and being glued to their laptops because they didn't want to miss any of these amazing moments. I don't know how one can go ahead and top all of that. What was it like preparing for this 2021 event?
Definitely daunting, because we set the bar very, very high last year. But we pulled it off. We got it. It's going to be amazing.
And
it's really going to be amazing. And one thing we focused on this year that, you know, maybe last year I was very new to it. This, I don't know if you remember, we were called last year about 7 weeks before to ask if we have an idea.
Right.
We pretty much produced the whole event last year in 6 weeks.
Right.
And it didn't really give us enough time to really dig into, you know, what Amudim's all about and who they service. I mean, obviously on a basic level, we knew what it does, but after last year's event, we were so much more informed and educated to prepare something this year. It really speaks a lot more and educates the, you know, last year we had 860,000 people tune into the event.
Wow.
And had we, you know, had the time to really get more into, you know, to educate people more on the work of Amudim and the people who turn to Amudim for help and the importance of Amudim in our communities, you know, perhaps we would have done even better.
Yeah, I get that.
So hopefully this year we will do even better than we did last year.
Now, you're literally going to start releasing these videos and different presentations on Sunday morning at, it looks like, you know, in intervals, but pretty quick intervals. I mean, there'll be, again, entertainment and inspiration coming at people rapid fire from the UniteToHeal.com website. Let's go through some of the categories. Now, music's important. And last year, again, because of the trailer, I reminded myself, or you reminded me through the trailer, of the different unique musical presentations. What do you have in store musically for Unite to Heal?
So the song, I don't want to obviously hurt anybody, so I'm not going to single out anything, because that would be wrong.
Okay.
I'm excited about all of them. I'm especially excited, going back to the point I made before, about a song that I pushed Elie Schwebel very hard to write, called I Will Stand For You. And he's going to be on the air with you on Sunday morning.
Great.
Towards the end of the first hour, just to introduce the song. But I'm so proud of that song, because I'm going to let him really describe what it is and set it up. But I'm very, very proud of that song, because I believe that that song will save lives. There's no question in my mind that song will raise a tremendous amount of awareness around the work Amudim does, and is going to save lives of people who are currently suffering in silence and feeling alone, whether they're abuse victims, whether they have trouble with addiction, whether they're struggling with their mental health. The song is going to save lives, and I'm so excited for people to hear it.
Wow. And that's just one of many musical selections that have a unique twist to them. There's Father.
I mean, there are others, you know, you could see on the website. There are mm-hmm. others. I'm not going to point out which ones I like the most. There are others. First of all, Shuli Ranz is on here.
Right.
We've never had him before, so that's always exciting to see a new face like that.
I don't think you had
one. One of the cool ones we did is Dudu Fisher together with the Maccabees doing Les Mis medley.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be pretty exciting.
That's unique.
And then Shlomo Simcha and his brothers did a song. I don't know if you know, but his father passed away during COVID.
Wow.
His father was very into the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan. So they all of his brothers, I don't know, I think there's, how many brothers does he have? 32, something like that. Anyway, they got together and they did a song, Ki Ikari, about the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan in memory of the father. Also very beautiful. There's great stuff. There really is great stuff. I think everyone should go to the website and check it out. We have Sholem Lemmer and Yonki Lemmer doing a duet.
The music section alone has 11 pieces to it, so there's plenty for people to enjoy that's unique and brand new.
Oh, yeah. Shlomi Dax with his son, David Dax. Shlomi's always great to work with. His son is beautiful voice.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know that.
Sure.
And the two of them together, just beautiful. Very, very nice musical segments.
UniteToHeal.com, UniteToHeal.com. You'll see the times when each one of these segments becomes live. Now, you also, you put together last year, and again, to up things a bit, you had to become even more creative, as you mentioned. Very interesting panel discussions, very interesting one-on-one interviews, and a lot of discussions about mental health for obvious reasons. I don't know if it's fair to ask you if there's one or two you want to point out, but we should mention that there are plenty in these categories on the site.
You know, we designed it last year and again this year. The idea was to reach, you know, as broad an audience as we can. And to that end, we produced musical segments that cross every genre and every generation. How could we forget Holy Yid Squares, hosted by Nachum Siegel?
Thank you.
We have three Holy Yid Squares episodes, three new episodes after last year's successful one. We did three more, which you were gracious enough to host. So we have those with this year. Instead of music people, we have, should we call them influencers?
I guess social media influencers, right?
Yeah. And then as far as the panels go, one of them I actually love is there's a conversation between Aryeh Lightstone and David Friedman about the Abraham Accords, just some of the behind-the-scenes things that went on.
Right.
So that's something new we didn't have last year. And we also reached a little further this year, you know, a little even further beyond the usual people, the usual suspects, even though last year we had 106 personalities who were part of the event.
Wow.
But we have, you know, Mitch Silk is part of a panel, and Ronan Agus and Flor Hassan. We have a conversation between Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson and Rabbi Simon Jacobson, which is really amazing. Obviously, there's a conversation with my father and Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg that was the most popular segment last year.
I know it was great. I hope you remember it. It was so good. It got me to stop in the middle of the day and just stare at my phone. I can tell you that much.
It was so good. You know, like people say, oh, you're biased. The numbers don't lie. You know,
there was a
spike there. And then interesting, Rabbi Shlomo Einhorn from Yavne in LA. I'm sure you know him.
Sure.
I knew for many, many years. I mean, we were in YU together, and I remember from the YU days that he was obsessed with Jackie Mason.
Right.
So when Jackie Mason passed away this past year, you know, I called him to be Menachem Avil, you know, just to tell him how sorry I was.
Right.
And I came up with this idea. I don't know if you remember, Jackie Mason had a show on Broadway called The World According to Me.
Sure, we quote it all the time.
So I called Rabbi Einhorn, and I said, what if we did, like, Hanukkah according to me, Purim according to me, Pesach according to me? So he did it. It's very short, but he did a really, really cute tribute to Jackie Mason called Hanukkah According to Me. It's only like 10 minutes, But it's a solid 10 minutes of how Jackie Mason would kind of approach the story of Hanukkah. So that's one of the segments, which is great. And then I'm sure you've seen there was an article that Menachem Bomback wrote.
Yeah.
About his daughter. So
right.
I have him and Rabbi Yanky Horowitz in a conversation. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Just the two of them are just so good at what they do and just so good for so many people have to hear a lot of these segments. There's people who, you know, there's a lot of people going through struggles and challenges with their own children. They don't even realize, you know, that everybody out there is struggling with their kids in some way with something. There's so much to be gained and so much to be learned just by listening, just by hearing what other people are going through and getting advice. And obviously, Remy Garari is someone who was very instrumental in this year's event after the unfortunate, unfortunately losing his daughter.
Right.
So there's a conversation between him and his brother. And then, you know, there's all sorts of other things.
Amazing. I mean, that, amazing. From the inspiration standpoint, the entertainment standpoint, the get you thinking standpoint, it looks like you have every base covered with this, which is pretty amazing. And people will be able to tune in Sunday and Monday as all these different events go live. And at the same time, hopefully they will understand, everyone out there will understand the importance of supporting Amudim and getting them to their goal by Monday night. What can I say? Last year proved it. People are you know, thirsting for this type of, again, inspiration, entertainment, and information. All of it. People want all of it. And there's something for everybody here. So go to UniteToHeal.com, UniteToHeal.com. You can already pre-donate and help them fundraise for the campaign. In addition to that, you'll see the lineup, the different times that have been designated for the different segments to be released. So you'll know how to plan your Sunday and Monday. Because I can tell you one thing. When the conversation between Rabbi Goldberg and your father, the Rosh Hashiva, when it's announced that that's live, I know people are going to be taking a break to make sure they see the entire interview as soon as possible. So, and
it was great. I'll bring your attention to two more quick
sure.
ones. One is called Off the Charts, hosted by Yossi Zweig, and this is probably a great segment for all of your listeners. Anyone who loves Jewish music is going to love this segment. So Yossi Zweig got together with Shia Mendelitz, Yisrael Lam, and Ding, talking about all the, you know, going back to how they all started. There's great Jewish music trivia there and stories that just amazing, amazing stories, including, I'll spoil part of it, how they booked the studio for Avram Fried's first ever recording, and he was so nervous that they wasted the entire day. He couldn't sing because he was so nervous.
Wow.
The studio. So there's great stories like that on there. That's a great segment for people who love Jewish music. And then along the lines of trying to really educate people on what Amudim is all about, we came up with this great idea. Kosher Guru interviews Tzvi Gluck in 8 rounds of questions, starting from when he was a kid, talking about his father, the house he grew up in, what he saw growing up, how he started doing some of the work his father does, how that turned into an organization, how the organization has grown, how the organization changed during COVID, you know, what they look forward to. Just 8 rounds of questions. The catch is that as each round of question ends, there's a chef at Wall Street Grill, which is where it was filmed, who brings out spicier and spicier food. And Spiegluck is not a person like me. I am not a person who could handle spicy foods. And the idea is to see how dedicated to the cause he is and how far he'll go.
That's
and
great.
Obviously, he goes all the way to the end. It is so entertaining and at the same time, educational. So I call it my best piece of edutainment for this event is that segment where you'll really learn how Amudim got started. You'll learn a lot about the Gluck family and the chesed they've done over the years. You'll learn how Amudim got started and how it's grown and what they do. And it is a fascinating segment that I think people will really like.
And that is going to be, if I have my calendar right, Monday afternoon to 4:30, right? That's when it'll become live.
Yes.
All right. We have an incredible lineup, folks, an incredible lineup. Sunday morning, we will speak to you from the virtual Amudim headquarters, and we will kick things off. Monday night, we will wrap things up. But in between, it's 36 hours of incredible programming. From Yami Schachter and his production team. Plenty of entertainment, plenty of inspiration, plenty of amazing panel discussions, plenty of amazing interviews, and the plenty of fun as well in between all the education that we're going to get about the Amudim organization. And we encourage everybody to help them get to their goal this coming Sunday and Monday. Yummy, very much looking forward to this. Really unique, really amazing. Congratulations, and I'm sure the reaction is going to be incredible. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
There you go. We will see you next week. Looking forward. It's going to be an amazing Sunday and Monday with Amudim, and you're listening to JM in the AM.